How about bringing in Peter Gammons here with us, as he does every Friday here on Mike and Mike in the Morning on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline, with his thoughts. Peter, how in the world do we explain the ninth inning last night? And if the Cardinals are not able to get out of this thing, and certainly they're in big trouble right now, you feel for Matt Holliday, because that game is over in his hands and it doesn't work out that way.
Well, I include myself as someone who loves most baseball. I don't know if I have known many people in my life that love the game more than Matt Holliday, that care more about it, care more about teammates. He's just a phenomenal person, and my heart aches for him. I mean, you watch postseason, and you guys know, when you know people, there's a reason to be really happy for every team that wins, and there's always a lot of reasons that your heart aches for people who lose. It just doesn't make, that's one of the things that it doesn't make any sense. I mean, for Matt, also if you take both scouting and numbers, Matt Holliday is one of the two or three best left fielders in the game, defensively. And if these strange things happen, I mean, Dennis Eckersley never had a 3-2 count during the 1988 season, and to a left-handed hitter, and he had one to Kirk Gibson, and he hit it out. I mean, these bizarre things do happen, and for the Cardinals, it's, you know, I think a lot of us thought the Cardinals were the favorites in the National League, and the Dodgers had slid as they went along going into the playoffs, and then here we are. It's remarkable how these things do change and do turn. And I think it's hard for the Cardinals to come back having lost with Carpenter or Wainwright, but I also think that, you know, we also know how the game does turn, and, you know, the old Earl Weaver, you know, momentum is tomorrow's starting pitcher, really applies here, especially given the fact that at least they get a day off in between.
Albert Pujols not really getting into the series yet, 1-for-6. I know they're trying to pitch around him, but are you surprised that he's hitting how he is?
He's not going to get anything to hit. He's not going to take any chances. The Dodgers' strategy was try to bury the guys in front of them, and so he doesn't have to come up in situations where they have to pitch to him. And they've done a pretty good job thus far. We'll see how it moves on as we move on. I mean, it's I think that it was. I mean, last night's game, Kershaw and Wainwright, you can't get too many better matchups than that. But at the same time, Pujols, it's going to be very hard for Albert to do damage if he isn't coming up with men on base.
Mike and Mike, Peter Gammons with us as he is every Friday. The other National League series tied at a game apiece. Rockies win a really exciting game yesterday. They knock out Cole Hamels early and then hold on. Houston Street holds on for dear life at the very end to even up that series. So, Peter, in general, your thoughts on that? And then, in part also, weather forecast is miserable for tomorrow night in Colorado. Supposed to warm up considerably Sunday and stay that way Monday. So let's talk also about the decision Major League Baseball has to make as far as whether or not to postpone that game.
Well, I think that that's going to be a very tough call. If indeed it is in the 30s and with snow, I think they will postpone the game. I just think it could lead to not only the injury, but I think it could just lead to an aberration. But we'll see. I mean, you know, that's what you never know about Denver. I mean, Chris Singleton and I were talking about how it can be 30 one day and 75 the next. You don't know. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see. What's going to be very interesting is to see what the Phillies do. My guess is that they will use Pedro Martinez to start. I mean, you can't bring Pedro out of the bullpen in cold weather. It's impossible. So my guess is he does start, and then you come back to Jay Happ in game four. If they get the extra day, it helps them. The one other thing about that series, and I thought all along that Colorado is going to be a very tough match for the Phillies. This has a chance to be a great series. But I thought it was really interesting that in game one, they had Happ and Madsen warming up when they had a 6-1 lead, but a couple of guys got on base. That's who they had warming up, and not Brad Lidge. And I thought it was interesting yesterday, even though it was 5-4 they were losing, and it was not a save situation, Madsen was, his stuff was just unbelievable. And so I think it's very clear now that the question that surrounded the Phillies going into the series about who would close, I don't think there's any question that Madsen is now the closer, and Happ's going to move into a more prominent position up earlier in games, if not to start.
over in the American League, Angels shut out the Red Sox, and that's usually been the kiss of death for the Angels when they go up 1-0 in a series. They've done it three other times, and they've lost each one of those series. But a good start for them, a bad start for Boston. The first five hitters go 1-for-18. Why such a slow start for Boston?
John Lackey. Lackey was great. I mean, this is a guy that a couple of years ago was in the top three for Cy Young, and he's been hurt starting the season the last 2 years, but the last 6 weeks, with the exception of one or two starts, he's been great, and he was dominant last night, and the Angels were a very different team. I mean, people like to talk about history, but when you've shown figures, I thought Sean Fagan's in the top 10 for MVP in the American League, and his at-bats, Bobby Abreu's at-bats, he got on four times. I mean, he battled John Lester, made him throw pitch after pitch, and they're just a very different team. I mean, they swung it out. Abreu swung it out. They got 2-1 in front of Torii Hunter, who, before he got hurt in July, was the front runner for MVP in the American League. They're very good, and now, you know, Jerry Weaver is 9-3 in Anaheim this season, and this is a very tough task. Plus, they've come back with Kazmir pitching in Boston on Sunday night. Kazmir may have pitched better in Boston than any other ballpark. So this is a different Angels team, a different season, and there's a lot that the Red Sox have to scramble with right now. You know, there is a lot of people in Boston very upset about the umpiring. There were some close calls with Joe West, the home plate umpire. I mean, yeah, listen, I mean, home plate umpires have a very tough task. C.B. Buckner, the first base up, I have no idea what he's doing in the playoffs, but, I mean, he just was completely overmatched on calls and blew a couple. But that didn't change. That didn't make the game. Fact is, the Angels won more games than the Red Sox during the regular season. They scored more runs. Their run differential was better. They're very good. And if the Red Sox can't get into a situation where they beat them in the bullpen, then the Angels are going to end up the second winningest team in the American League. Going to end up playing in the ALCS.
And we'll see where it happens. Again, the other series continues tonight. The Yankees and the Twins in the Bronx. All the action right here on ESPN Radio. Peter, thank you. Have a great weekend. We'll see you soon.
You too. Okay.
Thanks, Peter.